833.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into Hour 3 of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We should mention to you that this is the final hour. If you get signed up for the Free State Project before the end of the show, before 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, then $25 will be contributed to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which, of course, is an organization that's helping out some cancer kids and their families. And so an extra reason to sign up for the Free State Project. If you've been thinking about it, you've got less than an hour remaining. Go to freestateproject.org and get on board with that as we continue to go to your phone calls about whatever you want. We go back to Prasad in New Jersey. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us that you are a social, you are in favor of social democracy, and you're going to describe what that means. So go ahead, Prasad.
All right. Well, social democracy is basically a system in which capitalism and socialism are performed or intertwined. And there
sounds
are systems...
like what we have today.
Excuse me?
It sounds like what we have today.
It's kind of an extension of what we have today. It's actually
okay.
More along the lines of what Obama is, you know, preaching, a little more than that, essentially.
Okay, give me an idea of what that means. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I can actually give you an actual practical, realistic example. Sweden...
Okay.
The European country Sweden, it actually performs social democracy where it has socialized healthcare, it has socialized businesses as well as capitalistic businesses, and it functions pretty much as it's one of the more successful nations in Europe. And,
well, is it successful compared to the United States, or even I think you can compare Sweden probably to a state,
how about Hong Kong?
State in the United States?
Well, honestly, I think the United States is really like a coincidental success because it's not surrounded by, you know, that much competition geographically. And, you know, it profited from, you know, wars that essentially got it to a state of, you know, progress. So I don't think
Wow, there's a lot of misinformation
right.
There.
I disagree with that. Now I'd like
to get back to social democracy.
Can I have a little more explanation? Okay. If we
want to hear a little more about what social democracy is.
I've got some questions.
You write your questions down. We'll get to them.
Social democracy, well, I think that... in response to anarcho-capitalism, social democracy creates a standard that's created by an official authority.
Yes, and who will that be?
That will
you?
Be the, that will ideally.
It would be me.
You see, a lot of people think. I mean, when I talk about the government, I mean, I don't try to estrange that from the public. Okay, because you know, in democracy, in an ideal democracy, it isn't. You know, it's comprised of the people. So
well,
in a,
it's not,
in a,
though.
Yes. In a republic democracy, let me use
an example here. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Who's going to be treated fairly? Never heard that before, have you?
No, I haven't. But you
see, that's the way it is. In a democracy, there's two white guys and a black guy. We can decide the black guys are slaves.
Right, but in a republic democracy, at least the one we have today,
I'm not defending the republic democracy
no one
that we have.
I'm not either. But I'm not saying like we should, you know, go to a system of direct democracy either.
What are you saying?
I'm saying like an in between of the two, because republic democracies tend to, you know, make it so that a certain group of people are always in power, and it's usually the rich, the intelligent.
So how would it be different?
Does it really matter if the rich are always in charge? I mean, is the government going to be that much better if the poor are always
in
charge?
Homeless people in charge.
Well, not the poor, but the
middle class are in charge, because those middle class are going to use the power of the government to move above their class. Don't you want to make more money and have more things?
Of course, but I
Great.
Would, you know, as
and,
a,
and
you know,
somebody in a position that can get those things is going to use them to get them. What you're assuming is that everyone is a bunch of saints, right? That if you can put them into these powers and they're not into these positions of power and they're not going to abuse those
back.
Positions of power,
so,
then they must be saints. And if they're all saints, then what the hell do we need people in positions of power for in the first place?
You know, we're not all saints, and you're right. But
okay,
I don't
great.
Think,
and so
think
if, you make, but, if you make a position of power, don't you think that the devils in society, will the criminals, the people that want to abuse power and want to lord it over other people, don't you think they'll be attracted to
yes, the, I do believe that they will be attracted to the positions in the seats of power, but in a system, like, especially in the system today, I think that, you know, people, or, first of all, there shouldn't be, you know, that many filibusters and things that prolong actual legislation that defines the person's actual platform.
Do you think do you think the founding fathers imagined filibusters when they set up the role of government?
That's why I'm saying there should be a bit of reform in, you know.
I totally agree with you. There should be reform. But now you and I disagree on the types of reform. So then what are we going to have? We're going to have a compromise
rule,
which is going to be this mediocre system, which is going to look a lot like what we have today that doesn't really serve anyone and only serves the politicians and the lobbyists. Here's a question I have for you, and this is coming from a sort of a rights standpoint. Do you believe that humans have rights?
Yes.
Do you believe that I have the right to, you know, speech, to do what I want, to say what I want, as long as I don't hurt other people?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Then you know that governments are implemented in order to essentially control those things. They're supposed to control people's behavior. Now, what do you really need a social democracy for? In Obama's sense of the word, he wants to take from the poor, give to the rich, make sure the sick are taken care of, feed the hungry, and take care of all the people that have problems, right? So let's get a scenario here. I've got the right to do what I want, say what I want, work for my money, keep it, and there's a person who's poor. Now, do you propose the government take money from me and give it to that person?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's Obama-esque. I'm not saying that you're going to do the thing where Obama's going to, you know, give tax cuts to the poor and give tax, you know, hikes to the rich. What I'm saying is a system that has socialized health care, a system
socialized health care. So there's a person who's sick. Who's going to pay to take care of that sick person?
Essentially the people, yeah.
The people. So me.
Yes.
Now,
but it's going
where did the obligation come from?
It's a tax system. It's going
I understand it's a tax system. I get it. Here's a question I need you to answer for yourself, and it might take you a few days to work through this, but where did the obligation come from? Where did it come from that I should have to give to that other person so that they're well? I'm not saying that I'm not willing to, but you're proposing to force me because you'll either throw me in jail if I don't pay your taxes.
Well, it's because of the country that you live in and the opportunity that is given you.
The plot of land. Now, it's the country I live in. Now, I was born here.
Iraq, it's not the same thing as living in America. There's opportunity here that isn't in other countries, and you should be grateful for that by paying taxes.
You should pay, Mark, because you live in the land of
How did that obligation for gratitude come about? I was born here. I didn't ask for it. This is what I've got. Now, I have rights. I have the right to work for what I have and keep it. But you propose that because I'm here and because some other people created this country that I am somehow obligated to give money to sick people. How was that obligation created?
By the establishment of the... Yes, American government.
Yeah, but the American,
without your consent,
how did the
right?
American government, how did it
because,
how did it become legitimate? Now,
because,
remember, the Constitution of the United States was implemented by rich white guys, okay, that had no...
hundreds of years ago.
They have no legitimacy in ruling in the first place, and it was ratified by 10 of the 13 states, so it was implemented by force on 3 states. And all the citizens thereof, and forced on these people, this is just a system of force and coercion. What you're talking about, the only way to implement what you have is violence and imprisonment and threats of violence.
Are you okay with that?
Is it all right?
I think that's a little, you know, too radical of a viewpoint.
It's not a
radical
viewpoint, sir. Wait a second. If I decide I don't want to pay my taxes, what are you going to do? You're king. You're in charge of the social democracy. What are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to pay either.
Probably have to incarcerate you.
Okay, wait a second. I've decided that I'm a free individual, that I was born free, and I have the right to keep and bear arms. You're going to send armed guys after me?
Well, you can leave the country. I mean, it's ruled
from
the country.
What if your social democracy like ours has taxes on the way out and fences on the borders? Just like ours.
Listen, what I'm saying is...
You just want to kill people.
You want to hurt people if they don't agree with your situation. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Good job showing the gun in the room, Mark. I like that.
Thank you.
It always gets me all stirred up when you do that.
You have to think about it when you're looking at these situations.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every product's life ends with the question of disposal. Think about product disposal as an important stakeholder service, just like customer service. Offer to take back products at the end of their useful life and manage recycling and disposal as a natural part of your business operations. And when it comes to packaging, look for different biodegradable solutions such as cornstarch and sugar. One quick way to address the disposal issue is to design products to be environmentally neutral when they're thrown out. Take, for example, author Bill McDonough. He has developed a biodegradable bottle that has a seed in its lining. When discarded, it potentially plants a tree. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us.
Again, that is freetalklive.com.
You can travel less and meet online. You use WebEx for free. It's meeting software. Anywhere you can go anywhere in the world, and people can look at your desktop from the computer desktop, not your actual desktop, your computer desktop from their desktop. So it's webex.com. You can get a free trial by entering promo code 600. That's 600. And they also have webcams for free, too. It's a limited time offer, so go today. Webex.com, promo code 600.
All right, we go back to your phone calls, the Amp Line, and Johnson in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I just want to talk about something that I just heard happen. And, you congratulated Mark on pointing out the gun in the room, but I felt like a mistake was made that was something I think he pointed out just last night, Ian, where you said that it's very important, and this is a mistake that I thought it was a good nugget of wisdom because it's a mistake that I make very often, and that is to point out the gun in the room, but don't put it in your, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. We did put it in his hands. That's true. But, oh, it's so easy to do with someone that wants to, just like blatantly advocating socialism.
And remember, in this particular case.
And it is radio.
You're right. In this particular case, you've got a situation where a guy calls in with and he's a young guy. And when I was 17, I was creating in my mind the perfect government system too. I was reading books on anarchy, reading books on communism. I thought that I could figure it out. And that's what he's doing. And I think that to him, you need, in that situation, you need something a little more forceful. And I think that, when you're dealing especially with Democrats and people of that nature, they want to help people. They want to do the right thing. They want to do what's good for people. And you need to show them the gun in a more forceful fashion, I think.
If we only vote him in, we'll have a perfect bureaucracy.
Barack Obama is Jimmy Carter, only black.
I think that there are two tacks that you can take there. I think one you could, and I think this is probably the better one, would be to, say, you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't want to have violence and,
take the gun
out of their hands. And I think that's a good tack and try to make it so that you're telling them they're not a violent person. They wouldn't want to do this. And the other tack would be to go the exact opposite direction and say, really, so you're going to send these armed men. How lucky do you feel? Because once I kill them, I'm coming after you.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really extreme.
So, if you're going to go the way of putting the gun in their hands, I think that there's definitely, I think the better tack would be to say, obviously, to take the gun out of their hands. But if you're going to take the other tack, why not put a little fear on it?
I don't know that it's going to, because that's going to make me think I do feel lucky. I do. And, the other thing they're going to say is, well, generally to themselves, is people don't really fight back against armed goons. Armed goons are a rather effective means for controlling individuals. So maybe it's something I should consider.
Which is why I say, it's a common mistake to make to put the gun in the individual that you're talking with, put the gun in their hands. And I think that the best tactic would be to, convince them that they're not violent. Obviously he was a liberal, So, when you're speaking to the especially liberals, that's a very easy thing to do, to sort of, stroke them like,
Maybe there would be a more tactful way to approach it in advance, too, where you could say, if I could show you that what you're advocating is violence, would you reject it? Maybe ask them that up front, and they, of course, would say, well, yeah, of course I would. I don't support violence. And then you go through it, then you go through it and see it is violence. And then maybe stop and pause and see what they have to say about it. Of course, we were out of time, so we moved on.
And the other thing you could do is also show how, even if a system of power came in like that, that they wouldn't be in control of it. Like the six rules of government, Harry Brown's, that it would become out of control and that there would be other people involved. And think of the other people, again, taking the gun out of their hands, think of the other people who would have the same power that they want to have wielded.
What are the odds that you will end up being the great leader?
Right.
Thanks, Johnson, for the call, dude. Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231.
Chances are good you won't be in charge. And what most people want, and I think I can't remember what the caller's name was. I,
Prasad.
Oh, Prasad, that's right. And what Prasad wants is a system that works well and takes care of people that can't take care of themselves.
Sure. Don't we all want something like that?
The system that works best for that is freedom and liberty.
Voluntary interaction amongst individuals.
Because when you look at how the government handles things, government is supremely ineffective at handling problems. There's just not much more ineffective than government. For instance, when you look at the welfare situation, 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes into the paychecks and the buildings and all the stuff that the government has, the paychecks of the middle-class bureaucrats, not to the poor people. And then the way welfare is administered, there's no impetus, there's no motivation for the bureaucrats to keep an eye on the money. What difference does it make to them? If they do a bad job doing their job, if they do a good job, they work for the government. They're never going to get fired. So they do a poor job of administering. A lot of scam artists are on the welfare system. I don't know how many. I couldn't propose to tell you how many. No one knows. If they knew, they'd kick them off. So you've got these scam artists out there. How many? You decide what the percentage is. When you look at charities, they do a significantly better job. Even the most inefficient charities look at 60 to 70% on the dollar going to the poor people. So that's 30 to 40% going to the bureaucrats. But they're not bureaucrats because they're working in the charity. So it's that much more effective. You can double the effectiveness just by allowing people to do it themselves.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Charles in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Charles.
Hi, I was doing for my AP government class, I had to do a current events project, mm-hmm. and I chose to do the banking crisis that's going on.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys have talked about this. You guys don't really talk about these sort of issues.
Actually,
but
we
spent quite
a bit of time on it on Monday, but go ahead.
Okay, so do you know what their new plan is for the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac collapse?
Well, they're going to bail them out. The government's going to take over operations and supposedly, I guess, sell it off at some point. That's my understanding of it. Mark, is that?
Well, they're going to sell off the good stuff, and then they're going to keep the bad debt. The government is going to buy bad debt from a lot of different banks
by printing out money.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, who wants bad debt?
I'll tell you how they're going to do it because my mother is explained this to me because she works in the stock market, and they're going to form a resolution trust. And that means all bad loans and debt get put into a separate institution, and the American taxpayers are responsible for paying that off,
mm-hmm.
while the profitable parts go, the CEOs, everyone remains in control. And they, as an example, some CEOs just got a $10 million signing bonus.
Sure. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's welfare for rich people.
Yeah, their buddies are basically going to walk away with
and that's
some
politics for you every single time. Oh, the whole financial market could collapse, so we've got to pay these rich people a whole bunch of money to take care of the situation for us.
Yeah, it's always about rewarding friends and punishing enemies
every single time.
If I may, I have one more issue because
yes, sir.
This is something I've been concerned about. I actually talked to my parents about Ron Paul, and I convinced them to vote for him in the primary.
Okay.
I'm honestly not sure if small government is possible or the best way to go now. Because, I mean, you guys talk to stupid idiots every night on the radio station.
Hang on.
I go to high school.
We'll bring you back. I don't know.
Mark's proof. We're going to talk to you.
No, stop that. Mark would agree with you that they're stupid and idiotic, but I think they're just ignorant. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen. All are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners archives. Enjoy it all, and it's all totally free, so head over to freetalklive.com.
I've been taking Dexy-20 for 6-7 weeks now. I've been losing weight all along. It suppresses appetite without making you, you know, skittish and weird like so many of those other diet pills do. I recommend Dexy-20. It's working for me. I believe that it'll work for you. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. It has no caffeine and no herbal stimulants. That's Dexy-20.
Let's continue. Charles is back on the line in California. You wanted to continue your thoughts, so go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, what's making me turn away from, I guess, the free market is people liking Obama. I mean, he sounds like an intelligent guy when you listen to him, but his policies are quite frankly socialist.
Yeah, so is McCain.
No. I'm not. I don't like McCain at all.
Okay.
But I honestly think that right now, America is in its death throes right now. I mean, as quote unquote great nations begin to collapse, they usually turn to these two extremes of socialism or fascism to
is this true?
Try to solve the problems. Look at, I mean, Rome when the enemies were at the gates in Rome, they chose Caesar, and he ran away, well, with the kingdom, but...
So are you suggesting that that because Americans are so easily swayed by these politicians that they're not ready for the free market? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I'm just saying that I think that America is at least going to collapse in the form that we know it, and I don't think that people like Ron Paul are going to be there to pick up the pieces. I think it's going to be the McCains and the Obamas.
Well,
they
can't. And here's the reason. Because socialism simply cannot exist without money to suck off of. Socialism is a leech.
No, that is not true at all. Because look at what Hitler did to Nazi Germany. Germany was in shambles. And he was, I guess, an insane genius. Because he made them a power to be afraid of when they were nothing.
He focused everything they had on building the military and then taking over other people's resources and stealing them.
And the people loved him for that.
Right, I understand they did.
No, no.
And people will act in their own self-interest. So when there is a power center in place, they will go after that power center, whether it's in the form of votes or whether it's in the form of being a politician or whatever it is. People will act in their own self-interest. The problem is the power center.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because people will act on their own self-interest. And as Hobbes wrote in Leviathan, people are nasty and their lives are short. They're going to do anything they can to get ahead. The free market, it takes some time to understand. It takes some time to plan out how you're going to do it. It's not as easy as...
I see where you're coming from. You're concerned that the fall of the American Empire is right around the corner, and it may very well be. It could happen tomorrow. Hold on, Mark.
Here's his fallacy, though. Is he saying that people are brutish and their lives are short? I've heard the quote before. If people are brutish, a government can't be trusted. So they're
advocating for it. Wait, are you advocating
for
the
state? He's nihilistic, and it doesn't solve anything.
I'm hoping this will happen because this is how I see things, how things are going. I'm hoping that a Napoleonic character is waiting to pick up America, because Napoleon was much more liberal, but he was a genius at the same time. He's not free market in any sense of the word, but I think he's much better than anywhere else we can go.
Okay.
So you're saying a benevolent dictator that kills people?
Well, here's something I don't understand about... I'll say anarcho-capitalism. You guys want private property, which I agree with 100%. Why don't we have a king with it's in the king's best interest to keep his private property as well managed as possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for if you're looking to have a thought process that's unique, you've got one. Because there, you know, nobody in this country is ever going to go for an autocracy. Although, I think you could get them in the role of dictator, which is
you overestimate the American people. I go to a public high school. I'm in all advanced classes. They're idiots. I'm not a genius, but they can't understand. They love socialism. They love Obama.
You sound like somebody who's looking down your nose at the rest of everybody else, and I think it's a dangerous viewpoint that you're taking here. You're suggesting that these other people are incapable of learning the same things that you have learned. It's just that
I'm sorry, you're
wrong about that.
They weren't learning them quickly enough for you.
Right. You happen to have come across certain information in a certain way, in a certain pattern, that allowed you to maybe be more open-minded to it than they might be to your explanations of it, and you've managed to absorb this information. It doesn't mean that you are any more brilliant than they. It just means that you might happen to have the correct circumstances.
I'm definitely not saying I'm brilliant. I'm saying I can understand these things. I don't think there's an argument that the ideas you guys espouse every night on the radio are probably the best ideas. I think I've said with Mark most of the time, but. So why don't people go for them? Because they're not presented to them.
They aren't an option to them.
Why don't you think they're presented to them? Because they don't want to hear the hard choice.
That's not it at all. That's not an option because it's just not available to them. I mean, there's maybe you shouting from the back of the classroom or something like that what the truth might be, but that, you know, you're just a crazy guy in the back of the class. And it's
easier to go with the crowd and say that's a crazy guy.
And you know, Ron Paul was the crazy guy on the stage at the presidential debates, which is the closest this message has ever come to having any sort of national prominence. So I thank you for the call, and I understand your concerns. It's a common concern, the idea that, well, the American people are too dumb for the free marketplace. But the fact is they haven't had this message presented to them in an easy-to-digest manner, an understandable, consistent way. You know, having Ron Paul appear for 5 minutes on Wolf Blitzer on CNN only reaches people over the age of 65.
And those people are set in their thinking process.
Right, and hearing it for 5 minutes straight is not going to be enough for most people to really kind of click and say, oh, yeah, he's making some good points.
He's frustrated, and I totally understand.
It's right, because you're like him. You look down your nose. You think people are stupid. Right?
I'm certain that their IQs aren't as high as mine. I know it. I know what the statistics are. Now, I think that they're the very best people for handling their lives, that a central control authority is not. But at the same time, I think that there's a sliver of difference, Ian, between an ignoramus and an idiot. Do you understand? Just a sliver of difference. You're making the distinction, which is the distinction is, as an idiot is incapable of learning, an ignoramus has not learned.
The good news is
they act the same.
Okay, well, the good news is, though, Mark, you don't have to convince the idiots. What you have to do is convince those people that are able to think about these issues, bring them on board with good information, ask the right questions, be persuasive, bring the thinkers on board, bring the talkers on board. We're the talkers, right? We didn't come up with these ideas. We just absorbed them, agreed with them, analyzed them, understood them, and figured out a way to communicate them to as many people as we possibly can. Bring more people like us on board to get the message out there, more TV, more radio, more newsprint, more blogs, more websites, more liberty going out there to the people that can understand it. And once those people get it, once they come on board, once they join the Free State Project, which, by the way, you've got another less than 20 minutes to join the Free State Project and get $25 sent to the cancer kids at freestateproject.org. But take action, get involved, start making things happen, and then all the idiots then will become, if there are so many of them, and I don't know about that. But those people that aren't really paying attention, or they're ignorant, or they're dumb, or whatever, then when liberty's popular enough in general society, it will then become a decision between liberty or the status quo. And if liberty's popular, and if there are attractive women that are out there talking about it, and it seems like something that people are really discussing, then the people that are just sort of that go along to get along, they will go along with liberty. They'll go ahead and choose liberty because, well, our candidate's prettier than the other candidate or something like that, right? Liberty will become popular, and that's the important part.
You don't have to convince
the
dolts. You just have to convince enough of the convincing people out there.
And it's just the problem is that there's just not enough. There aren't enough liberty-oriented venues to convince those people, which is why we need to concentrate our activism in New Hampshire. More on the way.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments, if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can learn how to promote the show. If you go to promote.freetalklive.com, lots of low-cost and zero-cost ways to get this show into more ears around the world. You can see what I mean by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And you've got about 12 minutes remaining to sign up. Can we get an update, Mark, if you get a chance? FreeStateProject.org. We love the Free State Project. We're members of the Free State Project. We've moved to New Hampshire as part of it in order to be activists for liberty in our lifetime. The idea is to move 20,000, at least 20,000 liberty-loving activists here to New Hampshire. We've had about 600 people, I think, move or actually in-state as part of the Free State Project. I think about half of them have moved. Half of them were already here. But hundreds of people are already here on behalf of the FSP. More are on the way. We hear about new people moving all the time. It is exciting. If you listen to the show for a while, you know what's going on here. And you know that there's an offer on the table to make it a little bit better, a little bit of a better deal when you sign up for the Free State Project.
It's been just famously successful here for the last week. Sort of you and I decided on the air that we were going to give $10. It's not like we're rich guys or anything. $10 for everybody who signs up for the Free State Project within the next week. That actually was over at 5 p.m. today, but somebody suggested we kind of, you know, push it a little harder on the last day and see if we can get a few stragglers across the finish line. And I thought it was a good enough idea that I was willing to go another 5 hours.
Ooh, wait a minute. Did we get an okay from the other two guys that were ponying up the extra $15
to
extend this?
The one said that they would match whatever we gave. So
okay, so we are giving the extra 5 hours or whatever. So yes,
I don't think it's gonna be a problem.
All right. So if you sign up for the Free State Project by the end of the show tonight, the next 10 minutes or so at freestateproject.org, then we'll send $25. To the St. Jude
Children's
Hospital.
There's been 80 people that have done this week. This is the biggest week, from what I know, the Free State Project's had in years.
I think it's fantastic. So freestateproject.org. We go to your phone calls. Rob in Ontario, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Rob. What's on your mind?
A question for Mark, and it's about the diet pill that that you're taking and you advertise.
Dex-C20.
Yeah. How long do you take that, and what happens when you stop taking it?
How long do you take it? Well, I don't know. I guess you take it as long as you want to lose weight, and I don't know what happens. I would assume that you would, if you didn't take it for very long, you would just return to your normal appetite because your stomach hasn't had a chance to shrink. But if you've taken it for a long enough time, your stomach's going to continue to shrink.
I got you.
You know, and so therefore,
so you might maintain.
It's going to you're going to maintain for a while, and unless you eat gluttonously like I generally do, and
yeah.
At which point you're going to stretch your stomach back out, and you'll have to go back on it. But it beats the hell out of arduous exercise routines when that's not what you want to. You don't have time for that in your life at that particular time in your life, and it gives you more control.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll look into it.
Thanks.
Very good. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. On screen to the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Cliff.
Cliff Miami. In Miami. What's on your mind?
I was kind of listening to the previous caller, not the last call, the previous caller, and I think, generally speaking, he's right. And the reason why I think that is because you look at society, and it's more of a bell curve where you have the pacifists at one end, like a 5% or so, and then you have the neocons on the other end who just want perpetual war, et cetera. And in the middle, you just have a bunch of people that just want to live kind of, generally peacefully. And so when you take a look at a thing like slavery, where even in the South, I bet you could find a majority of people that would say, well, maybe not a majority, but a good portion that would say, they find something wrong with slavery. But at the same time, I'm sure if they had, we have to end slavery now. We have to end slavery. And the states decided to rise up against them and fight them. I think, generally speaking, they would kind of want the people that are fighting against slavery to calm down and stop all this bickering because they don't want to start fighting. They don't want to start a war.
Right. I would say you're right that there's been a sort of a continuum that's moved, and that the middle of the road has changed over time. But that's just a good argument for really why we should keep pushing liberty to keep pulling the road towards smaller government.
I definitely agree with that. I just see it as, basically, if you don't, you definitely have to keep pulling society towards the idea of freedom. Otherwise, the other guys will win, basically. And what this guy was saying basically was just this. Being that we're so easy, even no matter how smart you are, you just very easily sleep. That's just the nature of humanity. As far as like a good, 80% of humanity, I would say, it's just, we're fairly easily sleep because we don't want to be confrontational. So because of that factor, you're going to have one side pulling on the other side. And if you take a look at how these neocons have controlled society nowadays, what they've done is it's really simple. They've controlled the money. They've controlled the media. They've controlled basically the industry. And that's pretty much how they've done it. So I think basically that's the same kind of tactic we should look at as far as New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to influence people. We need to get – it's why I think being the media is so important, because people, for whatever reason, believe that if you own a video camera or a microphone, somehow your opinion matters more, or a printing press. So we need to get that out.
I definitely agree, but I think he was probably making his point a little bit too strongly, saying that, these people are just stupid. It's not – I don't think it's just a matter of being stupid. I think it's just that generally we just want peace.
He's frustrated.
We don't want to really be fighting anything. And
right.
Because of that, we're easily pushed towards socialism or fascism.
Right.
That's
and even though he,
been at one end or the other.
Yeah, even though he understood all the points about liberty, he was basically advocating for a dictatorship. So, don't go there. That's dangerous.
And you're looking at – he's probably a general – if you listen to his conversation, he wasn't a stupid guy. There was some thought process.
Oh, he seemed well-educated, yeah.
His logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see how easily, because it's so bad now, he's so eager to have a free market that he's willing to settle for a dictator just to get that free market.
Or
false free market in this case.
And this is one of the problems this is actually one of the problems with educated people is they are so darn smart. They can figure out really, really creative ways to control other people's lives. And you really need to reject that. If you believe in liberty, just because you think other people might be somehow inferior to you doesn't give you the right to advocate for their for controlling them.
Because you don't know how those people's lives are, and you really cannot figure out what the best thing is for them.
Certainly not. Cliff, any other thoughts?
Well, that's it as far as that, but I just want to tell you guys that I'm working on, I guess, kind of a surprise for you guys as far as something that I'm going to discuss with you probably sometime next week. So look out for that.
Okay, very good. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the call, as always. Let's talk briefly to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula. Whoa, everything okay over there? Paula? Paula? Paula going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. What was that? Yeah. Was that your dog?
Hey, listen, y'all need to turn your sound up. You've got it awful low.
I can't help you with that. Hopefully the board operators will be able to twist some dials in the background and make it better. But go ahead. Yeah. What was on your mind, Paula?
Okay, I want to let y'all know. The other day, some Russian planes flew over New Hampshire.
Uh-oh. Really? And What's that mean?
The Mexican militia let some people know about it, and I found out about it yesterday.
How'd the Mexican militia find out?
Because they saw them coming in. Anyway, the thing is, they have a thing with... They have
Wait a minute. The only Mexicans that are here in New Hampshire are working at
La Carreta
restaurant.
I didn't say there. I said the Mexico militia picked them up.
The Mexico
militia. But anyway,
militia.
They let somebody know about it. But anyway, they have what they call a plasma on their planes. They can fix it where they can't be picked up by radar.
But the Mexican militia can find them?
They saw them coming in. Oh. But anyway, the thing is...
They're using binoculars, Mark.
All I know is that I was told I can give you a number. Where you can talk to the person that told me about it.
Right.
Okay.
That's all right. What's the concern? So people are flying Russian planes around. Doesn't John Travolta own a MiG or something like that? I mean, can't you go and buy an old Russian fighter jet and fly it around?
No, these were Russian fighter planes.
MiG, you can go buy a MiG if you can afford it.
I said
Russian fighter plane. That's what that is.
Well, anyway, they were spotted in New Hampshire, okay? And then all of a sudden, they have what they call this plasma that they can do with their plane, and all of a sudden, they just disappear.
It's a cloaking
device. But anyway,
the
thing is, too, we've got some very important news to let everybody know about.
They disappear just like communist Russia, USSR.
Okay, there's some other news, okay? People need to contact their representatives, okay?
Right.
We have state rights, and the government cannot tell us that we cannot drill for oil or whatever. We have state rights.
Well, it's a nice idea, but unfortunately, you can't have rights unless you're an individual. It's just more of a fantasy idea than anything else. Of course, one could argue that rights for the individual are fantasy as well.
Yeah, well, the federal government does not have to pass a federal bill for you to do this.
Hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand this.
I want to talk about the disappearing planes. How does... I just don't understand why people are concerned about this. Whether it's a Russian plane or an American plane, what does it matter? They weren't dropping bombs on anyone, right?
There's things going on, okay, that I guess you're not aware of.
No, I don't have the fax machine next to me, so I don't.
Okay, well, anyway, it's what's going on.
Though.
There's a big fight going on between us and Russia, okay?
Who's us?
Jay wants to open up a huge oil field up there north of Russia.
Oh,
okay?
I thought you meant Jay Jesus. She likes
Jay Rockefeller, okay?
Hey, we're out of time, Paula. Good hearing from you, as always. Ben Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Look out for those Russian MiGs. They're flying around and disappearing on people. But luckily, if you've got the Mexican militia at your hand, they can clue you in.
Get their binoculars.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow night. And yes, you really can call in about anything. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.